I'm Philip Morgan, and this is the Consulting Pipeline Podcast, where we talk about building your consulting pipeline through positioning, education-based content marketing, and marketing automation. One of the questions I get from people that I'm helping with their positioning is, how specific should I be in my positioning? There are really too many permutations to address every possible case, but recently I happened on a pretty helpful mental model for thinking about how specific you are in your positioning. It's sort of like a four-step Likert scale of specificity. Let me preview the bottom line for you. You do not have to go from 1 to 4 on this scale, or from 2 to 4, or from one extreme to another, to benefit from positioning. Even a one-step increase can help you get a lot of the client-attracting benefits of positioning. Imagine that you build software for use on mobile devices. Here's one possible progression from general to highly specific within that discipline of software development. The most general version would be, I build mobile apps. A bit more specific would be something like, I build iOS apps, or I build Android apps, or I build web apps that work really well on a mobile device. Even more specific would be, I build iOS apps that interface with real-time hardware. And I'm just picking one example. I'm not saying this is what you need to do, but it's a great example of the next step of specificity would be someone who builds iOS apps that interface with real-time hardware. Finally, the most specific, or not the most specific, but the next step in specificity, and I think this is about as far as most people are going to need to go, would be something like, I build iOS apps that control multi-rotor drone hardware. That level of specificity is, again, it's about as far as most people need to go, and it's quite specific. So you can see that each step away from a generalist position narrows the scope of what you do, or at least what you talk about in your marketing. And I think for most disciplines, those four levels of specificity really do pretty much cover the range from generalist to specialists. Let's look at a few more examples. You could go from I build websites to I build WordPress websites to I build WordPress membership sites, which are, you know, sites built on WordPress that force people to log in to get access to content and that kind of thing. Finally, too, I build WordPress membership sites that create community around a software product, so a specific type of membership site. Here's another example. I'm a programmer. From there to I'm a Rails developer to I build custom project management systems using Rails to finally, I customize Redmine to fit your unique needs. And Redmine, by the way, is an open source project management system built on Rails. Here's another series of examples. I'm a marketer. I'm an inbound online marketer. I'm a content marketer. Content marketing is a specific type of inbound online marketing. And finally, I build marketing programs that attract more leads. Here's another example. Last one. I'm a technology trainer. I teach people how to develop on Python is a more specific version of training. I teach basic or advanced Python programming, which even further narrows the scope. And finally, I teach people how to manipulate terabyte-sized data sets using Python. So those are some examples. And I think even a one-step increase in your level of focus can often be enough to give you at least some of the benefits of positioning. Imagine that you're a WordPress developer and you've been writing blog posts. That's maybe been one of your marketing methods. And those blog posts are just getting zero traction and you've been hustling for work. If you were to accept the challenge that I'm always putting in front of people to increase your focus, let's say you decide you're going to start marketing yourself as a WordPress developer that specializes in membership sites. On this four-step specificity scale, that's just one step up from being a WordPress developer, which is itself one step up from being a developer that creates websites. If you do that, one step up on the specificity scale, I predict these three things will happen very quickly. Your blog posts and other content marketing will become many, many times more interesting to prospective clients because your new marketing, assuming that it aligns with your positioning and you're doing, you know, now you're doing blog posts about membership sites, it's going to have a focus that is finally, I think for the first time, relevant to problems that your clients may have. Second, you'll start to make a name for yourself. Other WordPress developers are going to be approached by prospective clients who have some kind of membership site problem. And believe me, membership sites attract problems like moths to a light bulb. They're fairly finicky forms of software, even in the WordPress world. Rather than get over their head, those other WordPress developers will refer the client to you because they don't want to get in over their head. And they probably, if this is not their first rodeo, they have some awareness of the fact that membership sites on WordPress is a real problem. It's an actual difficult problem. Specialists actually attract referrals because they are advertising themselves as the solution to a specific type of problem or a narrow range of problems rather than a broad category of problems. Finally, you will know where to go market yourself in order to get in front of your potential clients. You'll know which conferences to go to. You'll know where to try to submit guest blog posts. You will finally feel like you're not guessing when it comes to your marketing. You'll be more easily able to say yes or no to particular opportunities. And you'll spend your limited marketing energy more effectively. If you need help with your positioning, I can help you one-on-one. I offer one-hour strategy calls where we bust through a particular problem or list of problems and ongoing coaching. Just text BOOKPHILIP to 33444 to learn more. Again, that's BOOKPHILIP, 1L, no spaces, all one word, BOOKPHILIP, to 33444. You can also drop in a question on my website. Here's a quick bit.ly link, bit.ly/askPhilip. Again, bit.ly/askPhilip. And there's always good old-fashioned email, philip@philipmorganconsulting.com. That's it for this episode of the Consulting Pipeline Podcast. You can find more episodes at consultingpipelinepodcast.com. I'm Philip Morgan, and I hope to see you again next time.